Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful that you are back for another episode. Please do take note that all opinions and recommendations and encouragements that are shared on this podcast are my personal opinion or the opinion of the guests that I have on. It is not to be taken as medical or mental health advice. Please do consult your medical professional or your mental health professional with any questions or changes that you would like to make regarding your own personal situation. Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful you are back for another episode. Tonight is going to be a really good one, and that's because I am committed to bringing you value and value-added conversations with incredible people, and I love your feedback. So make sure to keep it coming, successfuldiligence.com/contact to send an email. Click the link in the show notes to send a voicemail. Love to hear from you. And I am so excited for tonight's conversation. I am bringing back with me a fan favorite, a guest favorite. This will be his fourth time on the Successful Diligence Podcast. You can hear his incredible conversations from season 2 in episode 324, 340, and then from season 3 in episode 405. Yes, his name is Justin Atherton. Now, he is an incredible human who has over 14 years of law enforcement experience and expertise in investigations, SWAT, officer training, and leadership roles. He has dealt with countless high stress and volatile situations, and he has learned that integrity in every aspect is the most important factor in whether a man succeeds or fails. Now, after departing the SWAT team, he launched his business, Confidence Unchained, which is a company that teaches leadership principles to men and women from any walk of life, from business owners to CEOs, entrepreneurs. His program and his coaching details the mindset and principles that enable detectives and SWAT teams to accomplish the most difficult missions. Confidence Unchained shows how to apply in any situation, family, organization, person, and he has helped people across a broad range of industries build their own peak performance, regain their edge, and be the best version of themselves. He is also the co-host of the Actions and Limits podcast. He recently wrapped up a summit. He is active on Clubhouse. So if you are on that platform, you've got to jump in the rooms that Justin co-hosts and co-moderates. Justin, it is my honor, my pleasure to bring you, my friend, back to the show.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. I think you're the only podcast that reads my whole bio there. So I appreciate that. And I'm glad to be back here on the show, Michelle. I'm excited for our conversation.
I'm a big believer in honoring people who've actually earned it and, you know, highlighting the accolades that have, because it takes a lot to earn what you know. And listeners, you know, I always say you cannot give what you don't have, and to have it, you have to experience it and own it. And there's a price to be paid, whether it's energy, whether it's efforts, money, resources, whatever it is. So I give honor where honor is due. And Justin, my friend, you deserve everything. All of it, because you are incredible on so many different levels. So we have talked in 3 other episodes about a variety of topics, and you are well-versed in so many. Tonight, we are going to be talking about effective communication, which is a Clubhouse room that we also co-moderate every week on Thursdays, starting at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're on Clubhouse, hop onto that, The Art of Effective Communication. And I want to take it from the aspect of what is effective communication and why is it important on our journey to success?
I like that question. I like how you posed it. So effective communication, it's hard to sum up because there's so many levels to it. There's so many aspects of it. The first thing that comes to mind for me is listening. Because if you're not listening to what's being said, there's no way you're going to be able to effectively communicate with the other person. One of the things that I teach when I teach interview classes and leadership classes is we should be speaking less than 20% of the time. And there's a lot of people that are uncomfortable with that.
That is true. That is true.
They're uncomfortable with the silence, because I think silence is another powerful aspect to communication. Because if I ask you a question, Michelle, and I just let it sit there in silence, you're thinking about how to answer it, whether to answer it truthfully, how in depth you're going to answer it. And if I am uncomfortable with the silence that's there, I may have a tendency to ask question number two or move on or rephrase it. What it does, it lets you off the hook for answering the first question because I'm uncomfortable with the silence. Hmm. So there's so many different layers to communication. So it's like, where do we want to go with it? But those are the first that really come up for me is, you know, listening skills. So you can communicate and effectively, you know, understand the other person, and then the power of silence.
So those are three things we can unpack, and probably will take the whole episode. And I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing. When we're talking about communication, what is that? So I'm thinking sending a message and receiving a message, right? Mm-hmm. And giving information, receiving information. You're communicating by output and then input. What is your definition of communication?
I don't know if I've actually sat down and thought about a clear definition of communication. I think that it's again, multi-layered, because there is both aspects, the receiving and the, you know, the exporting of information. Because when you speak to someone, when you're delivering a message, I believe we need to be ultra clear on what our message is. And I've trained myself to speak slower. So I'm thinking about what I'm saying as I'm saying it, because I want to be very intentional with my words. We've had conversations before about how important certain words are in the communication that we have. And so I believe that it is important to think about the things that we're saying, because there are people that speak naturally faster. It's harder to catch yourself. Right. You know, depending on where you're from, but it's harder to catch yourself when you're using certain terminology or certain undermining words. And so, because I think last time we talked about those sabotaging words that we use.
Yep.
And that is a factor in clearly communicating your message to someone. If I tell you I'm going to try to do something, I'm literally, you know, communicating that there is a possibility of failure.
Exactly. And I've actually, based on our conversations, eliminated that word from my vocabulary, because there is no try. Do or do not, mm-hmm. says Yoda. Yes. but I also bring that to the awareness and the consciousness of other people that I'm speaking with or that I'm communicating with. And it's always a light bulb. And I think you're right about highlighting that communication at its best is intentional. Mm-hmm. And you are conscious of the words you're using to get the message that you're trying to get out into the listener, the hearer, the audience, whoever is receiving what you're saying or communicating. It's really important to be intentional. And I love what you said about listening and silence, because people are uncomfortable with it, because what happens is when you're quiet, when there's silence in that tactical pause from our previous conversations, your mind and who you are in your inner world starts to surface. And some people have not rectified or resolved things within. And so it gets uncomfortable and it's awkward. And a lot of people don't like to sit with that.
Yeah, it's very true. And that's when that inner voice starts, you know, ticking in and says, hey, maybe they didn't like what you said. You know, fill the gap with some type of noise or silence. I think that it's such a powerful tool to ask a question and let it sit there and let the other person hear it and really be able to formulate a response. Because if I asked you an in-depth question, Michelle, I don't expect you to be able to just rattle off an answer like that. You know, you're going to have to go, all right, let me think about this. Okay, here's my response, you know, or we can talk about it as it builds. If you're asking good questions, you're going to have more pauses and more silence because we have to stop and think about it.
Yeah, you're eliciting a different level or dimension of knowledge and information. Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting is a lot of times in communication, when it's ineffective, people then talk about, oh, I'm triggered. And really what that means is that you're having a response to what you heard or what you saw or what has been communicated to you. And you haven't really explored, or as you say, gotten curious mm-hmm. about what the reaction is. Take that tactical pause to be intentional about your response.
I like that you brought up the curiosity because, yes, we're going to have conversations that we're going to get triggered. Emotions are going to come up. And there's two folds to being curious about it. It's the emotion that came up in yourself. It's like, okay, what exactly is this emotion that happened? What triggered it? Like, was it a specific statement? Was it in the way that the person said it? Was the actual words? Was it the look on their face when they said it? What made that happen? And then why did that come up for me? And then also, you know, how did the person choose this? Like, what was their intention? So it's curiosity rather than letting that emotion run wild and take control of the conversation. And, oh, Michelle, you hurt my feelings and I'm triggered. And now the conversation is just derailed. It's like, okay, well, that was interesting, Michelle. You know, what do you mean by that? Can you explain that more? I'm not understanding exactly what you meant by that.
Yeah, those clarifying questions.
Yeah.
I love that. Because really, and that leads us into why effective communication is so important on our journey to success. Mm. Because if we're going to be successful, if we're going to achieve those productive outcomes that equal success for you, whatever it is, right? You've got to be effective and efficient in order to accomplish that which you're seeking to accomplish. And the curiosity factor helps you to self-develop and grow as a person and also in skill so that you can be successful in whatever arena you're working to be successful in. So from your perspective, in all your experience with law enforcement and with training and with men versus women and the different dynamics and in how we communicate, what role do you think effective communication plays in success?
Communication is in every aspect of our lives. Something that I talk about, I practice my communication skills, my rapport building skills, my listening skills on a daily basis because they are so important. And it's also diminishing skills. All of these soft skills, if you don't practice them, they will go away over time. And so I practice them when they don't matter. So when the time comes, I'm ready. And we talk about success. It's going to look different for everyone, right? But we can talk about within relationships, within, you know, being a parent, being a spouse, being a business owner. Communication is the ultimate tool that falls into every aspect of our lives. If I want to have a successful marriage, I'm going to have to communicate. If I'm going to be a successful parent, I have to communicate. If I'm going to be a successful business owner and leader, I have to communicate. So communication is key to any type of success that you want for your life.
Yeah, I agree. Even to be a good follower, you have to be effective with your communication because I am a leader in my personal life, right? With my business and all the things. But at my full-time job, I'm a follower because I refuse to take a leadership position because I did that for 20 years, been there, done that. I'm perfectly fine to be a follower now, but I'm going to model effective following because to be a good leader, you got to be a good follower, in my opinion. And so what I model for my supervisor, who's not the best communicator, is how to be effective in her communication through me demonstrating that for her. And I think that's a gift that I give to her for free, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, several things you said there was so true. You have to be able to be a good follower, to be a good leader. And when you're in that type of position, then that's when the listening skills come in and the silence and being able to, you know, rephrase what the person said. It's like, okay, you're assigning me this task. What I'm hearing is this is what you need to accomplish by this date here, and this is how you want it to be accomplished. Great. So it's that those listening skills that are a huge part of effective communication. And again, communication goes up the chain, down the chain, sideways, you know,
around the corner, up the block, up the mountain, down the mountain. You know what I love, Justin, in every conversation that I talk to you and have with you, is that what always comes up is clarity and asking those clarifying questions, being curious and making sure that you're listening. So let's unpack listening for a bit, because some people don't know how to listen. Sure. They think they're listening, but in reality, they're rehearsing while the other person is talking, which is not listening. So let's unpack listening a little bit. What is listening? What is active listening? And what is effective listening?
So there's a few things that come to mind with this, because we get in our own way for listening quite often. And there's several levels to this. Number one is the judgment about what someone else is saying. The minute someone starts talking, we start trying to place it into our little boxes. Do I agree? Do I disagree? You know, what category does this fit in? Have I heard this information before? Is this new information? Do I want to hear this information? Do I like the person that's giving me this information? You know, there's all of these things going on in the background. And if we're not aware that that is there, it starts to distract us from the conversation. And in the leadership classes that I teach, we actually put people through an exercise to where you can actually feel yourself disengage from the conversation. If someone is talking, it basically, how we set it up is one person is going to tell a story about a vacation that they went on. And so if you were the one telling the story, I would sit here motionless, not nodding my head, nothing, just sitting there and paying attention to your story, and then feeling that disengagement. Because you may be telling, you know, a story about your trip to Disney World and how you took the kids and you did this. And my thought goes, oh, Disney World, man, I want to take the kids there. And I lose what you're talking about for a short time until I re-engage. And so we miss certain details when we disengage. And now we're in our own head talking about another story. It's like, oh, yeah, I've been there before. I want to do this. I want to take the kids there. So we have to be able to re-engage in order to really listen to the other person. And again, the judgment part is a factor.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But I want to get the thought out before I lose it. Because what's coming up for me is that you're talking about mindfulness, being present in the moment, mm-hmm. rather than going to the past or the future in your mind so that you can hear. Because you said a key phrase that I use all the time, that I've heard a lot of effective communicators use, is let me make sure I heard you correctly and understand what you're saying. And that clarifying question is so helpful to let the other person know that you're listening, you want to understand, and you're suspending that judgment that you were talking about.
Yeah, there's a couple ways to approach this too. Is, you know, Chris Voss talks about it in mirroring their language. So if you need some type of clarification, like an example is escaping me, but being able to repeat the last 3 to 4 words of a sentence in a paraphrasing. So you may be telling me about your trip to Florida, and I'm like, trip to Florida, to get you to expand on it. And you're like, yeah, we went to, you know, the Florida Keys, and we went here and we stayed on this island. Well, you stayed on an island. All I'm doing is rephrasing it back to you. And in essence, I'm also building rapport.
Yes, because it feels so good, because I'm like, yes, you heard me.
Right? So I'm giving you back your exact language, but it's also in a way to ask for clarification, because then you're going to go, oh, yeah, it was this island here. And so, and I'm not I'm not bringing up anything that you haven't brought up. And this is another factor. And this is why I started off by saying there's so many layers to communication. You don't want to contaminate the interview or contaminate the conversation. If I'm talking with you, I wouldn't bring up, if you're telling me your story about going to Florida, I wouldn't all of a sudden go, oh yeah, well, last summer I went to California and I did this. It completely derails the conversation and makes it about me now. You didn't say anything about California. You didn't say anything about that. And so it's like, well, he's obviously not listening to me. He just wants to tell his story about his vacation. So I'm only bringing up what you were bringing up and using that information and using the exact words that you use.
That is so good. That is so good because it leads into that connection that we, all of us crave connection as human beings. We're like hardwired for connection. Mm-hmm. And using that technique, it is so effective to connect in your communication. That was so good. Listeners, that was one that you need to rewind and write down and put on a sticky note because that was gold. Oh, that was really, really good. Oh, Justin, I know that we can unpack this even more, and we have done so on Clubhouse. So I encourage you, if you have an iPhone, they're coming for Android soon, get on Clubhouse. What is your handle on Clubhouse, Justin?
It's just, it's just Justin Atherton. I don't know.
At Diligent Success, because, you know, I get all fancy with stuff.
you got me questioning. I was like, I don't even know what it is. I swear it's a...
I know you sign up with your phone number, but if anyone needs an invite, I've got like seven of them. So hit me up. Yeah. So what is your tag?
It's just at Justin Atherton.
Perfect. So it's very easy to remember. And I'm only highlighting that because the conversations on Clubhouse are able to go beyond what a podcast, or at least my podcast, I'm not a Joe Rogan that goes 2 hours, is able to really unpack a lot of these dense, dimension-filled concepts. And I got to tell you, the rooms that I've been in, the conversations I've had on Clubhouse, specifically with Justin in the rooms, have been really, really life altering in the sense of helping me level up in my own personal development, my own skill development. And it's just so helpful. So if you're on a journey to be a better communicator, I just highly encourage you to, you know, plug into all things Justin Atherton, because he's incredible. And where can people find you if they're like, I need to plug in, this guy is cool, he's dropping knowledge. How do I connect with him? Where can people find you?
Sure, the best place to reach out to me is on my website, confidenceunchained.com. I'm also on Instagram, at confidenceunchained, and LinkedIn under my name, Justin Atherton. So those are the best ways. And then, like you said, Clubhouse, that's the new rage. So everybody's on there. So at Justin Atherton, as we found out on the air. So
this was real time. And we showed our age by saying all the rage. But you know what? I love when generations talk and interact, and you're laughing at me, but it's for real, because I'm recognizing my age. I'm very youthful in energy, but good night. I am very old now. I mean, I'm only in my mid-40s, but, you know, in context of how society has been just evolving, it's just incredible. But that's a whole nother conversation. We could talk forever, Justin, really. I'm so glad to be connected, sure, to be friends, to be able to have you on for the fourth time. Listeners, you don't understand the gem and the value add. Listen to this episode again, and I promise you, your life will be enhanced. Justin, thank you so much for making time to come on the show. Thank you for being a friend, for giving your gift to the world to enhance the lives of men and women all across the globe. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. I know we only kind of touched the tip of the iceberg on communication, but there's so much to talk about. But I'm glad I could come on the show again, Michelle.
Yeah, this was the appetizer. So if y'all want the first course, you got to plug into Justin Atherton's world, Confidence Unchained, get on Clubhouse. We are so glad and so grateful that you stuck with us for this episode, because it was just gold. I'm actually going to go listen to it again. And I have a new website. The link is in the show notes, where you can actually see the show notes. And I think I'm going to actually transcribe as well, if you're more of a read-write type of person, so that you have that as well. So listeners, I appreciate you. You are the best audience, hands down. I know Justin has his audience, but I am going to compete that my audience and submit that my audience is the best because I can. This is my show. So listeners, as I always say, keep walking. Always, always keep walking. Never stop walking. No matter what you feel, no matter what you think, just keep walking. Show up, keep walking. And on the journey, I encourage you to express gratitude, because as you continue to walk, you will reach your destiny. You will reach your destination. And if you implement gratitude, you will be all the better for it. So have a wonderful rest of your day, night, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this. Keep walking, express gratitude. Until next time.
As you know, every single episode, I end with my encouragement for you to choose gratitude on your journey as you keep walking. But have you ever asked yourself, that's great, Michelle, but how do I do that? How do I implement gratitude? How do I choose gratitude? It's not easy living this life. And sometimes I don't feel very grateful. How do I incorporate gratitude into my daily life? Well, I've got you covered. Just for you, I have a Gateway to Gratitude mini course in the Successful Diligence School. There is a link in the show notes, as well as a coupon code just for podcast listeners, where you get 50% off. So head to the link in the show notes or successfuldiligence.com and click the school tab on the website. It will take you to the school and you can see the Gateway to Gratitude course, which walks you through how to implement gratitude into your daily life. Trust me, gratitude and gratefulness, when implemented effectively, will change your life.